This is K-Drama Time with Vinvi, a podcast where I get to talk about different Korean dramas, movies, and their most interesting scenes. This podcast is for those who are in love with Korean dramas and movies. Endless juicy gist is coming your way in a jiffy. Do well to subscribe using any available podcast app so you don't miss out on any beautiful moments. Please leave a review whenever you listen. Thank you. Hello everyone, you welcome back to another beautiful episode of K-Drama Time with Vinvi. You already know what I'm reviewing from the title. It's episode 7 of The Penthouse War in Life, season 3. Things keep getting intense. Everywhere is just going crazy, helter scattered. Things are just like crumbling. Things are crumbling in penthouse, like everywhere is just scattered. Like it's not just going in one direction now. Like everything is just scattered and I'm confused and tired. I'm a fan of Penthouse, but I sincerely can't wait for this series to just come to an end. The headache they are inflicting on us, the stress they're inflicting on us is terrible. I can't believe a series, like a television series, can inflict so much stress in my life. I can't wait for the series to come to an end. Okay, what's happening? Like I said in the last episode, in the last review, we saw the person who saved Logan Lee being Sojin. Sojin and what's it called? Baek Joon Ki, the Riju Dante, they are working together. That's why I'm saying I'm tired of all the madness that is happening, because there's no good person in Penthouse. And Sojin is a very terrible person. She's more terrible than Joon Dante. Why would she be using her daughter Eun-bao to threaten Daughter Ha? We know Daughter Ha doesn't know who the anonymous person is, but why would she go to that extent? This is mental torture. I really don't know why Daughter Ha made that mistake while they were in school to date Sojin, because this is torture. This is frustrating. I'm frustrated on Daughter Ha's behalf. He's not a good person. He's not the most likable character, but I'm so frustrated. Why would my fellow human being stress me like this? Okay, who else will talk about? Wow, Seok-hyun. Thinking her sweet dad, Joon Dante, is taking her to Italy. Not actually sweet dad per se, because Joon Dante showed her part of his color before he sent her away. At the end, towards the end, we found out he had sent Seok-hyun to, I don't know if it's a prison for delinquent children. I don't know where he sent her to. She thought she was going to Italy abroad to school. Why Joon Dante? Joon Dante is like, he's purely out for revenge. We saw a backstory, a flashback when Shim Se-eun captured him and was threatening him before Seok-hyun came to his rescue. Because if it hadn't been for Seok-hyun, Shim Se-eun would have crushed the life out of Joon Dante. So in the flashback, we saw they were homeless when he was a kid, and his sister and little sister was crushed alive, was buried alive by Sowin Company. That's Sumin. Why? Well, you all know what I'm trying to say. And that's Shim Se-eun's father's company. After I saw that flashback, I was like, oh, that's why this guy decided to live his life to destroy Shim Se-eun. Because I see no reason why someone would just make up his mind and say, this person, I'm going to destroy her life. I'll kill your husband. I'll scatter your family. I'll swap your twins. You know, the things he did to Shim Se-eun. So terrible. I've been wondering since season one. Yes, we know you like money, Joon Dante, but why have you made this woman's life miserable? Now we know why. But then that's where Beirona comes in. You know, Shim Se-ryeon brought was her name Oyohi's death up to Seokhyun, telling him to end things with Rona just in case of, you know, the future reason. What if Rona finds out that Junante is the killer? And I know some of you will say Junante is not the killer. He is, because if he hadn't chased Oyohi to that cliff and left her there, like, he had the intention of killing her, so he's the killer. Sojin just met something on a platter of gold for herself and she just finished the mission. So both of them are the killer. So I get where Shim Se-ryeon is coming from when she asks Seokhyun to end things with Beirona. And now I love Beirona's level of maturity when Seokhyun told her let him end things, that he's no different from his father. His father tried to kill him. She was like, we are not our parents. We didn't have the opportunity to choose who our parents would be. I really love that response so much. So this thing, let's just say Junante went with this with this mentality, and not to torture Shim Se-ryeon, he would have just tortured her father's company. And I don't even think the father was aware of that demolition, because the man who ordered the tractor to demolish Judante's Baekjin, sorry, because his real name is Baek Jun-ki, was like, don't tell the chairman. So I'm not even sure the man was aware of what happened, and you just said, made up your mind, I'm going to deal with this man, I'm going to ruin his daughter's life. Oh wow. I can't wait for Penthouse to end. Like, the movie, the series, sorry, is a very dark one. It's a dark comedy, it's a very dark one, very mysterious, thrilling. It should just end. I'm tired of seeing all of them, they're all in pain. The only people having fun right now is Kaojin and his wife, because they lay their tents where the grass is green. They are the only people having fun. That's like everybody, all characters, they are so sad. All right, kudos to the team of Penthouse for stressing us. It takes so much talent, work and dedication to stress your viewers in a good way. So kudos to everyone, the writer, the director, the cast, the crew, everyone. They are all doing a very fantastic, fantabulous, marvelous job. This another episode I really love and enjoy. Okay, I want to recommend a drama for you to watch in case you're tired of the stress Penthouse has been, you know, dishing out on us. You should check out Monthly Magazine House. I have a review on episode 1 and 2, but I was busy, so I didn't follow. But 2 days ago, I just binge-watched 3 to 10, and I'll do a full review when the drama comes to an end. It's a really relieving, feel-good drama, like My Roommate is a Gumiho. Just watch out for My Roommate is a Gumiho review. I'll do the full review very soon. So thanks for listening, and let me know what you think about this episode of The Penthouse War in Life Season 3, Episode 7. Don't forget to like... wherever you're listening from, comment, share with your family, friends, loved ones, fellow K-drama lovers. I'll so much appreciate that. And don't forget to follow me on Instagram at K-drama time with Vinve, and my personal Instagram page is Vinve_. Everything will be linked in the description box. So do take care of yourselves. Bye. Thanks for listening to K-Drama Time with Vinve. Please subscribe to our podcast wherever you're listening from, and also follow us on Instagram. Thank you.